Moving on to item seven, reports. Trustee reports on meetings, seminars, and conferences. Mr. Finley.
Yes, I had the opportunity to go to the Value Edge Public Forum a couple weeks ago. The first speaker, Arthur Clark, I believe, he talked about moving from strength to strength in work, which was a great title. However, most of his topic focused on more personal matters in terms of, you know, around the age of 39, you start to not have as good fluid intelligence, which involves working memory and cognitive ability, and move more towards crystallized intelligence, meaning you might forget names, but you'll recognize patterns. 39 was the target, and being a little bit past that, it just felt good to be, you know, recognize that this is normal. You're right there, Donnie. It's okay.
And then there's also another one called crystal light intelligence, which has to, sorry. Yes. Yeah.
But a couple other good tips on that was actually, you know, as you start aging and maturing, start deducting from your life rather than adding more and more into it. You might have better chance to focus on finding things that make you happy instead of things that you feel like you need to achieve. The first speaker of the next day was Speaker McCarthy and Jennifer Granholm, former Michigan governor and Biden energy secretary. The most interesting tidbit to me from that was McCarthy stated that our president had only had three principles from his time as both a Democrat and a Republican, which was tariffs, border, and pharmaceuticals. I don't know if I have the long enough view from paying attention to politics in the 90s, but it smelled like very recency bias in terms of focusing on that. The Granholm was very happy to reach across the aisle. Her focus was energy, energy, energy. I thought she was very, very articulate, very good in terms of we need to improve our energy production here in the U.S. There was a lot of other panels that focused on shareholder rights, fiduciary duties, thematic investing. We, of course, had another conversation on AI, mostly led by a Harvard professor who focused on dating applications and whether you'd trust AI over your mother. Also a very recent thing for me personally. The last two things to talk about was succession planning, which hopefully we won't need to talk about anytime in the near future, and then politics, treasurer trends, and then leadership topics to round out the conference.
Were there any, and because I've been to this before, were there any panel discussions or, you know, breakouts that were governance related or board centric in terms of oversight of investments, for instance? Previous, you know, in the previous Value Edge forums, there always seems to be the obligatory group of treasurers from state systems, all who think that people like us should just stay completely out of the investment business. And I was just wondering if that recurred at this particular iteration of the conference.
That was built in a couple of the panels in terms of working with the board and not just for the board. And most of that just focused on education, on how we're going about to target this area and doing that. There was some interesting talk on ESG type things as the CEO of Hawaii, I believe it was talking how they viewed some of those topics as more directly related to them in terms of the economy in Hawaii than traditional ESG type values. And that was an interesting change in perspective from just a straight up fiduciary duty, but viewing it through the local like Hawaiian tourism economy. And so that was an interesting way to rethink, perhaps, or at least consider fiduciary duties as it relates to your local economy and your investing opportunities.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, Jerry.
As a person who apparently has memory crystallized 40 years ago, I'm sorry to hear this, but I did hear something, and I wasn't at the conference, but it's worth all of those of us who are challenged by aging to some degree. This was a good observation, one that I was listening to a doctor on the radio who was talking about memory loss and whether or not that should be a concern. And she was identifying certain things that were of concern to her. And she said, people forget names all the time. Don't worry about it. People forget this and that, and it's not a problem. She says, my test is if you forget where you left your glasses, it's not a problem. If you forget why you wear glasses, that's a problem. And I thought that's a reasonably good test for most of us. You know? So I toss that out for you, Donnie, is you're a lot closer to have been calcified than I am.
Thankfully, I'm not there yet. I just had my vision check last year, so I've got a few years left.
A lot of runway left for you. Anybody else? All right, that will conclude trustee reports. Staff reports, Christina.
Well, our vendor is going to try and put audio in here again. So at the end of this week, they'll be in. And hopefully the next time you're here, these big boxes in front of you will no longer be there. And the microphones will be in the ceiling, so we'll be hot mic all the time.
Originally I thought the transition was we were going to leave the box and the microphones kind of as a fallback stopgap before we flipped over. Are we not going to do that?
No, it's all going to be running into the ceiling. So these will be all unhooked.
No pressure.
Okay. I understand we're waiting for a part of some sort. I think it was on one of those things that cascaded off of a ship in L.A. It's floating in the Long Beach Harbor, probably the parts. But here's hoping.
Well, they fished them out of the water, and they have the parts now.
Okay.
And then Tim also has an update.
Just a quick report out on our semi-annual or annual rebalancing. We do our big rebalancing in July in conjunction with the employer prepayments. This year we got about $369 million in employer prepayments, so a big chunk of money. We also rebalanced back to our targets, largely taking money out of equities kind of across the board. Drove down our cash position as well. The money primarily went to the liquidity program. We topped that up to the tune of $638 million. We also funded the first three multi-asset credit mandates, so a total of $300 million went into those. And we funded a treasury strategy with DFA for $100 million. So all in all, about $1 billion was raised and about $1 billion was deployed inside the portfolio over the course of several weeks in July and August.
Just another day at the office.
Just another day at the office.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Anybody else? All right. No further staff reports.